Well, a little music from the movie Tin Cup, and that was about regular golf, but there's a new kind of golf, or newer kind of golf out there, and it's called disc golf, and millions of people on six continents play disc golf, and the number of courses almost tripled from 2008 to 2018. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. I'm going to find out why this sport has become so popular. And with us today to talk about it, Brad Wendt. He is treasurer of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association. He's been throwing frisbees around since 1965. He entered his first competitive frisbee tournament in 1977. Never looked back. He's directed at least one tournament every year since his first in 1978. And he's involved in many disc associations. So, are you a fan of disc golf? Tell us why. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Brad Wendt, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. What a wonderful day to play golf, huh?
Yeah, regular golf or disc golf. You started playing, and disc golf, of course, is done with a frisbee, isn't it?
Absolutely. The frisbee has come a long way in technology over the last 40 years or more than that. The first disc golf target was patented in 1975, so that only puts us about 75 years behind the Wisconsin Wisconsin Golf Association. But we're catching up fast.
Yeah, for sure. Describe how the game is set up.
Well, it's pretty much, very much like ball golf. And us disc golfers do call ball golf to make sure that we know what we're talking about. Same, pretty much the same basic rules. Tournaments are run very similar. We do shotgun starts. We do tee time starts. And where should we go from there?
Well, you get out there and you throw your frisbee. Yeah, the course is laid out kind of like a golf course, right?
Well, okay. I guess one of the differences between ball golf and disc golf is, you count your strokes, you count your throws. Where your throw lands, you play directly behind your landed frisbee, your lie. You have to basically have your foot placed 1 foot or a knee or something has to be behind where the disc lands, perpendicular to the target. You can stretch out as far as your long or short body allows you as long as you don't cross that perpendicular line. If you want to use the same frisbee in tournaments, you carry around a mini disc, and it's exactly the same shape as your normal golf discs, which are not built to play catch with. They're built to aim and throw a long ways. But you can place a mini in front of your lie disc and pick up that disc and reuse it, and then same rules. You have to throw from where that disc was in its lie. And then you just keep doing that until you either hit a target, if it's not a basket. The target, the one that was patented in 1975, is it's about 4 foot tall. It has a ring on the very top, a singular pole that connects that top ring, and then about 2.5 feet below the top ring is a basket the same diameter as the top ring. And then there are chains connected around that ring that are connected to a ring just slightly bigger than the pole at the bottom of the basket. So they form kind of a rounded triangle from the outer rim to the center of the basket, 2.5 feet lower. And there's slight different designs in the amount of chains and the way they're actually hung in there. There are some double chain systems and triple chain systems and slight varieties like that, but they make a spectacular sound when you hit the chain.
Richard in Two Rivers has a comment. Richard, hi.
Yeah, hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, appreciate the call.
Doing great.
Your guest is very eloquently describing the game, but he's forgetting to mention the essence of the game. And the essence of the game is people that don't have the money to play golf. And I have designed several golf courses for Ultimate Frisbee. And these people go out and they have their own rules and they live by them and they will not disobey them. And they don't have to pay for a golf cart and everything else. And they're beautiful people. That's all I need to say.
Well, Richard, thank you very much for calling. Brad, a comment on Richard's comments.
Well, I mean, we generally like each other, especially the tournament players that see each other often and, you know, fellow league players that see each other often. I would point out, though, that Ultimate is a completely different Frisbee game. It's a team game. It's basically a keep away game, but sticking to disc golf, I heard your guest ahead of me said there was about 500 courses in state. We're up to 333 public access courses. Now there's some private ones that that are run by businesses that you pay to play. And you do pay to play on some courses, like the city of Madison and the county of Dane. Dane County has two courses right close to Madison Central, and Madison has two city courses, and both of those require either daily or season passes. A season pass is about $50. That is money well spent, because you can play at the two city courses with that one pass, and similar situation for the county courses. The city of Milwaukee is pay to play. There's 6 to 10 private courses that may be part of other businesses. In fact, one of the first disc golf resorts happened in the state of Wisconsin, up in Lac des Flambeaux.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, there's a lot I don't know about a lot of things, Brad, as a matter of fact, but it's fun hearing about disc golf in the state. Brad Wendt, treasurer of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association, and he'll be with us up till 12:30 today. We'll talk with him more about what's going on with disc golf. I see we've got Alex and Nasita with a comment. And what about you? You can join in at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. We'll take a look at the news and weather, and then we'll be back with our guest, Brad Wendt. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. What club should I choose? Taking a look at disc golf here in Wisconsin. Very accessible sport. There are many courses in the state. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Our guest is Brad Wendt. He is on the board of directors for the Wisconsin Disc Sport Association, has been involved in competitions in various ways since 1977. So what would you like to know about playing disc golf? Love to have you join in the conversation. Give a call at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Brad, lots of callers online, so let's go to the phones right away and turn to Alex in Nisida. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Larry, Brad. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for having my call.
Sure.
Brad knows me. We played some tournaments together. You couldn't have a better spokesman talking about disc golf. And my question is, for people that want to get a course in their town, how's the easiest way to do that?
Sure thing. Well, Brad, what's the best, what's the easiest way?
If you go to the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association website, we're full of disc designers. And if one of us can't do it, we know other people that we can send your way. There's a lot of information on the Professional Disc Golf Association website as well. The WDSA has a developmental fund that we collect each year. We run the Wisconsin Disc Golf Tour, which is 19 different tournaments. At each tournament, every player that enters donates $2 to the developmental fund. And we, in turn, donate pretty much as much as we collect each year. This year, we donated $6,000 to projects, and we started the developmental fund in the year 2000 and have since donated to 106 different projects, mostly a basket for a course that is being built at the time. We'll kick in $500 to $1,000 depending on the type of course. Is it 9 holes? Is it 18 holes? But we generally don't start a project. We like to end a project. So there's some options in how to get started. At least we can head you in the right direction.
Yeah. Alex, thanks. So let's go to Glenn in Glendale next. Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I live in Milwaukee County, and the courses are closed, and the signs said something like it was about COVID-19, although at this time of the year, a lot of our courses are closed, so people don't track up the muddy lawns too bad. And I wanted to find out if your guests had any idea when the Milwaukee County disc golf courses were going to open again.
Well, it's the same thing with the Madison courses. Most courses in the state are open. The Madison and the Milwaukee courses are both pay-to-play, and I think they're sticking with the federal suggestions and the state suggestions, and then they even go down to the county and the city mandates on how they handle the whole COVID situation. So I couldn't tell you when those courses are going to open. The local community is going to have to tell you when the courses are open.
Yeah.
But without COVID, both the Milwaukee and Madison pull their courses in the wintertime to save their turf. But they both set up a winter course. So you can still play on those courses, but you still need a pass to play on those courses.
Yeah, so Yahara Hills is one of the places, I think, where you can play in the wintertime. Part of it's on their driving range, the golf course driving range, and then kind of leaks into the course itself, the regular course itself.
Well, it is on the driving range and back in a place that you don't want to go in the summertime. but it's a perfect course for the winter. It's nicely designed. It's fun, and it even has some challenge to it. It's nice that the city of Madison and a lot of cities really take pride in their courses, and it shows.
Glenn, thank you again. I appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin Dells next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are we doing, Larry? Am I sounding all right to you? Not too loud?
You're good. Thank you, Joe, for calling. What's on your mind?
First off, I want to say I appreciate it. You've taken the time to bring some life to this amazing sport. Brad, great job on describing it. It is one of the most you're not going to find people out on the course that are bad. Everyone's willing to help you. Everything's great. I wanted to suggest to you, Brad, have you ever been to Montello, Wisconsin? They have a pretty fresh 24-hole course at a campground, and now that I'm on the spot, the name fleets me. But I'm sure you could Google it. Excellent 24-hole course. Also, real quick, so I'll let you get back to it, Mississippi Park in Sterling, Illinois. You've never played tournaments down there. Another 24-hole course, 5 positions for each hole. It's amazing. I suggest checking it out. Again, Larry, thank you for your time. I don't want to hold you up. I'll let you all comment.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for calling. Well, do you, Brad, do you know about that course in Montello?
I do. It's a new it's a campground that really invested nicely into an 18-hole course that has 2 tees and 2 pin positions, and it sets up into 4 different courses. You can actually go there as a top pro and play with your 12-year-old niece.
Oh, we might have lost. Brad, you there? I think we lost Brad. Well, we'll get Brad back. Brad Wendt is treasurer of the Wisconsin Disc Association. I haven't asked him yet about his own experiences. He's been throwing Frisbee since 1965, and I think he entered his first competitive Frisbee tournament in 1977. And obviously, here's somebody who's really involved in disc golf. He's directed at least one tournament every year since his first one, and his first one was in 1978. He's been involved in many disc associations as well. So we're working to get him back. In the meantime, I'm sure we will. If you have a question or comment for him, you can give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Brad, are you back there with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened, but there's a lot of great new courses coming in. But one thing that the last caller mentioned was the game and the people itself. And I think one magic thing that we all appreciate is the flight of the Frisbee. They make these golf discs just like they make a club for golf. There's a putter, which if you're going to start playing disc golf, get a putter, because they throw straight. They throw straighter than any of the mid-range or the drivers. The mid-range has a little more bevel to it, and the long-range drivers, which, by the way, the new distance record is over 1,000 feet. It's way above the traditional records. The records we're holding under 700 feet for a while, and when they do that distance competition, they do it down in the flats of Arizona or New Mexico or somewhere down there, and the wind is at their back, and he just hit the right wind, because that's by far way longer than the average long distance throw. But anyway, those beveled discs, the more beveled they are, the harder they are to learn. So I would recommend going to get a putter first, or even use a catch disc if you want to, go out in the park for a walk and play Frisbee golf at the same time.
So
that makes a lot of sense to me as well. So start with a putter frisbee.
Yeah.
And go from there. Yeah.
They're most like a catch disc, so you would be more likely, you know, almost everybody's played catch. But you don't want to, you can play catch with a putter, but you don't want to play catch with a mid-range or a driver. They're not built for catching.
Well, you mentioned 1,000 feet, and I was thinking about the length of, and I know the Yahara course is about 5,000 feet. So if you throw it 1,000 feet.
That's a ridiculous, non-normal situation.
Is that pretty much the typical length of a Frisbee course, 5,500 feet or so?
Well, lengths of disc golf are in feet and very similar to yards in ball golf. So you'll have, on a championship course, depending on the topography or the woods, you'll have holes that range between 250 feet and 1,000 feet.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Well, St. Croix and Ellie from the Twin Cities are with us. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Croy.
Hi, Croy.
I'm 7 years old, and I'm here with my dad, Eli.
That's me.
We live in Minnesota, but frisbee golf in Wisconsin, too. When distance learning started, my dad and I started golfing after we finished school each day. We've now golfed 25 days in sun, rain, and snow.
Well, Croy, thank you so much for calling. Well, now, here's a perfect example of what you were talking about earlier. You've got a dad with his 7-year-old son.
Well, I know them very well. I know them very well. It's my nephew and his son.
Well, they played 25 times.
Yeah, and what they're pointing out is most of the courses play year-round. And the hardcores don't care how much snow there is or how, well, I guess there's fewer people when it gets really cold. But, you know, the weather doesn't stop them.
Well, they live in the Twin Cities, and I tell you what, the Twin Cities is, talk about variable weather through the course of a year. There's plenty of variable weather in the Twin Cities. I know from some personal experiences traveling back and forth there many times over a couple of year period. Well,
Is Eli still on?
Yeah, go ahead. Eli, are you still there? No, might have lost Eli.
Hi, Eli and Croy. one thing I would like to point out is our sport is governed by the Professional Disc Golf Association, and while that might be a little bit misleading, it covers all divisions, amateur. There are 36 different divisions. There's a lot of junior divisions. There's recreational. There's recreational both genders. There's intermediate both genders. There's advanced. And then you get into open pro, and then you get pro 40, pro 50, and then every 5 years after that. And Wisconsin was scheduled before COVID. There was 118 tournaments scheduled, and 93 of those were sanctioned by the Professional Disc Golf Association. That's about nine most out of the states in the United States. And I also would like to point out that the number of courses, the 333 I said before, is second most to Texas in the U.S.
You know, what is it about golf with regular golf and disc golf? The number of players in both of them are really high in the northern states, Wisconsin and Minnesota. I think the percentage of regular golfers and disc golfers is very high.
Yeah, well, I think it's such a pliable game. Maybe that's not the right word, but you can get out of it what you care to put into it. You know, you can make it a nice walk in the park and play, you know, throw a frisbee at a target, or you can, you know, try to get really as good as you can. You can go out with your friends at the same level, or you can figure out a handicap. There are handicap leagues. It's a really fun game, and it's nice to be outside. And I think that's what I play ball golf too. I'm about a 100 player. And I am a professional 60 in disc golf.
Oh,
not a 60 handicap, but age 60.
Okay.
Master pro 60 years old.
Dave in Appleton has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Sure thing. I just want to extol the virtues of urban frisbee golf. And by that, I mean you can play frisbee golf right outside your front door. Friends and I started playing it about 10 years ago during the winter out of boredom. but you learn just to play on the streets and throw a lot of shots that will just go right down the road. Now, you only want to play on streets where aren't any cars on it. But there are always, there's always a fire hydrant. There's always a stop sign, something at the end of the block. And then on Saturday nights, we'll put LED lights that you can buy on the Internet, tape it right to the middle of the disc, and play through Lawrence University, and then play down to the different bars on College Avenue, stop, have a drink, play for another half an hour, go to another bar. It's just a total riot, and it's free. And I also want to give a shout-out for Lower Cato Falls Disc Golf Course in Manitowoc County. Just played there on Saturday night, put some lights on. It was absolutely gorgeous. The moon was out. The falls are right near there. Great place.
Oh, well, Dave, it sounds like you are you and your buddies are imaginative. Brad, have you heard about these kinds of matches?
No, but I hope you're careful. I'll say that Cato Falls was one of the fastest built courses start to finish, completely landscaped, that I have ever seen. It took about 6 months to install with landscaping lumber and rocks and what have you. It's quite a project.
Wow. Peg emailed and wanted to know how much land is required for a course and is there a lot of walking involved? It's about a mile walk or so, or maybe a little more than that, I guess.
Yeah, it depends. You can put in what we call a pitch and putt or a learner's course where the holes might be 150 feet to 250 feet, and that's great. You know, all you need is all an experienced player needs is a putter there. If you want a championship course, you're going to probably want at least an acre per hole.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back to the urban golf, the first tournament that I directed was before we even heard of baskets. It was in a park. It was a 9-hole course, and we used these really tall metal hollow light posts were six of our holes. A sandbox was one of the holes. A backstop, there was a wooden board pinned to the chain link backstop. You had to hit the board. There was a swing horse, and then the last hole you had to throw through a shelter and hit a doorway in on a hexagon building. And we used to rent the whole park, and we'd actually kick kids off the swing set. Well, it was fun, but we learned that's not being a good neighbor, so, and it's not safe. So we, you know, things have changed a lot. But that's how it started. And that tournament was, there was a men's division, a women's division, and it was a $2 entry fee.
Oh, my goodness. That was kind of the Carl Spackler approach to disc golf, that thinking back to Caddyshack.
Yeah, it was fun stuff. There were no beveled discs back then. They were all catch frisbees. But it was still extremely fun.
Well, it sounds like it does sound like a lot of fun. You get a little bit of exercise out there, and you have a good time. Is it anything here in the last 30 seconds, anything special in terms of everybody plays with their own discs, I assume, so there's not like COVID-19 sort of things involved that way?
I don't know if I could tell the story about the cheesehead in 30 seconds, but I played and coached the university ultimate team. And back in the 80s, there was a guy that moved in from California, and he lived in Spring Green. He was making knives with his uncle for all the best restaurants in the state. And we were in a 15-passenger van, and we picked him up on our way to Kansas City. And he walks in, and he's got a cheese head on his head. It was cut out from a foam mattress, and we all went nuts. And it ended up to be quite the thing, because our rivals, Carleton College and University of Kansas, we were on the sidelines watching the game. One of the Kansas guys came and took it right off of one of our guys' head and ran, and our whole team chased him. Until he got to a chain link fence that was, 5 feet tall.
We are out of time. Oh, my gosh, Brad. What a great story. Thanks so much. Brad Wendt, Talking Disc Golf. Oh, man. I'm Larry Mueller.